This is Becky Connors, and here's another Timbuktu interview focusing on the people who make Freeport even better. And today, I'm here with my good friend Sarah Long, who is the director of Studio 121 Dance. And welcome, Sarah.
Thanks, Becky.
And we're here right at her dance studio, as a matter of fact, which is upstairs from Fitness Lifestyle. And we're here today to talk about the history and the future of Studio 121. So I know from, my days as the director of the Freeport Art Museum, that Studio 121 started up above the art museum, because that was 121 North Harlem Avenue, with Jill Johnson starting it. And when did you take over Studio 121, Sarah?
Yes, so I took over September of 2008. I had just graduated. I went to NIU for dance, got my BFA in theater there, came back and took over the studio for her.
And that you must have been very proud that of all her very many talented dancers that Jill would pick you to pass that on to.
Yes, and I was absolutely terrified. but yeah, it was like my dream come true. So she was like a second mom to me. So when she first approached me was the summer before my senior year at NIU, and she actually had me teaching for her all of her classes my senior year. So I'd go to school, drive to Freeport, teach every day, drive back to NIU, go to rehearsals.
Wow, I did not
every
know
day.
That. That was a lot of driving.
It was a lot.
A good test run. That way she knew she was making the right choice.
Yeah. I would do it again in a heartbeat too.
Oh, sure, sure. Well, that is really wonderful. So tell us about Studio 121. What does it offer? What are your programs? Tell us about it.
Yes. So Studio 121 is a classical dance studio. I teach ballet and modern dance. We do point as well for the advanced dancers. We have been here for 34 years. Jill started the studio in 1991. It's always been a traditional studio. We're not competitive. So we do one big show a year. This year we're going to be doing Alice in Wonderland. It's usually a big ballet. We do the Nutcracker as well. So that will be coming in the fall. But so right now we actually have auditions next week, and then we're going to get started on our upcoming ballet.
Well, that's exciting. And I have seen over the years each of these shows at least once, and they're always, always wonderful. Not that I know much about dance, but I know that they are wonderful and lovely. How many students do you have at Studio 121?
Yep, we have almost 30 students right now. So we are kind of lower on the numbers right now. I had to take a little bit of time off this year recently.
I think you had a very good reason for that.
Yes, I
just Sarah has a beautiful baby boy.
Yes, he's wonderful. So I did have one of my former students, Davida Sanders.
Oh, yeah.
She came and took over for me while I was on my very long maternity leave, which was fantastic. And she did a great job. But now I'm back and I'm ready to go. And we, I'm ready to see the studio grow again.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
So we start at ages 3. And we go through seniors in high school. So I think my oldest student right now is 17.
Wow. So, and some of your dancers go on to dance in other places, like going on to college like you did and other things too. So that's got to be a real sense of pride for you.
It is. I've had several students get scholarships for dance and they've gone on. I have a student right now who is dancing in Washington, D.C.
Wow.
So, yeah, some of the students have gone on. The thing that I love the most is that most of my former students have all kept in touch with me. So it's really cool to get that email or that text message. Hey, Miss Sarah, guess what I did today? Or, you know, my teacher today said I did really good at this. And they've thanked me for their upbringing here at the studio. And that's what it's about.
That is wonderful. Yeah. And you must be so proud of that.
Very proud.
To think of these professors at big universities saying, yeah, you did a good job getting them started. Very good.
Yeah.
And now, all right, can you answer this question? Maybe you can't. Maybe it's too controversial. Which do you like teaching better, the little ones or the 17-year-olds?
Oof. Man, that is a tough one. I enjoy them both for very different ways. The youth, you know, is where our foundation really is. That's where, you know, when I start a student at 4 years old, and then now I've seen many of them grow up. I've done this for 16 years now and graduate. And that is just, you know, that's the best. So the little ones are absolutely adorable. You never know what's going to come out of their mouth. But seeing them grow up through the years, and when they've been working on something and they finally get it and they look at you, you know, and that sparkle in their eye, and they're just so excited. And the studio, and it's always been this way when I was a student here too, it's, the studio has always been a safe place. It's somewhere where you can go, and if you've had a bad day, you can leave your worries at the door and come in and dance your heart out. Mm-hmm. The studio has always been like a therapy for me. Mm-hmm. Growing up, you know, there's many times I would go early and sit and talk with Jill and pick her brain about stuff, or even if it had nothing to do dance related, I knew that I always had her. And I know I have a relationship like that with my students now, and that's really important to me. I think it's important for our students, our young people, to have that in today's world, especially.
Yes, I'm sure you are a very important part of their lives. Yeah,
thank you.
So you said you have auditions coming up for Alice in Wonderland.
We do. So this coming week, we have auditions for my company members. And then they are all on spring break after this coming week. So during spring break, I will get the cast up and going, and we will start the rehearsal process when we resume classes.
So when you say company members, so that's not all of your students?
Right. So there is a Studio 121 company, which is my advanced dancers. And they range from like junior high to high school age. And they usually take 2 to 3 times a week. They're up here quite a bit. So, and really all of them, I believe I have had for since they were little. So, that's great.
So when is the performance and where is the performance?
Yep. So the performance will be May 29th, 30th, and June 1st at Winnishick Playhouse here in Freeport.
Hey, not May 31st, though.
Oh, wait. May 30th.
I know May has 31 days because my birthday is May 30th.
You are right. Yeah. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, matinee. Okay. Last weekend in May.
So May 29th, 30th, and 31st.
Yes.
At Winnishick.
Yes.
And I know Studio 121 has performed there before.
Yes, many times.
I remember they performed in The King and I years ago when Winnishick did The King and I with Paula Pravdika in the lead. And I remember being so impressed by what the dance students did there.
Yeah.
And I know some of your dance students performed when we were in, when we did Mary Poppins.
Yes.
The featured dancers, Brooke Parkinson and Davida Sanders and some others were the featured dancers in that. So they're out in the community, not just performing for Studio 121, but adding to other events in the community too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. All right. Well, Sarah, thank you so much for inviting me up to your studio. It's been lovely to chat with you.
Thank you, Becky.
Yes. All right. And thanks for being one of those people who makes Freeport even better.
Oh, thank you very much.